All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'll be joined in a minute by my co-host, Justin Cook. I'm having a little bit of issue with Skype today. It's totally beyond my control. It's not, for some reason, it's not taking the landlines in. Earlier, it was crapping in and out. Hopefully, it stays up for the whole show because I have a lot to say tonight. Justin's gonna try calling in with his headset in a minute, and I'm pretty sure the Skype line still works. So any of you guys that have Skype, I know most of you do, feel free to Skype into the show. I'm sorry if the phone thing's not working. I'm trying it myself, and after two rings, it's sending me to the voicemail. It's rather aggravating, and I can't believe it's doing this right at the showtime to me. But you know what? We're gonna launch the show right now, anyways. I got a lot of stuff to get off my chest that I want to say tonight. I know Justin's got some other stuff he wanted to get into, but basically, what I wanted to say tonight is I wanted to talk about how, and I usually don't like to do this, guys. I really don't. I know most people probably say bull crap like that, but I really don't like to get into the infighting and all of that when we're on the air. I try and keep that off the air, stay focused on the information. We try and bring you guys good, solid information whenever we can. But recently, as recent as of yesterday, I have come under a vicious attack by Hoi Polloi at September Clues. He's the other administrator of the website besides Simon Shack. And normally, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. I'd just let it go. But this time, guys, I have to address it. Hoi Polloi actually posted a picture of me up there. I'm going to give you guys the thread if you don't already have the thread to look through it. And he is actually calling me a simulation, a fake identity, all this other crap. I posted about 50 pictures of myself after that and two videos of myself, where you can clearly see that it's me, you can hear my voice, you can hear that it's the same voice, and see that it's the same person that's in all my pictures. I gave them access to my Facebook page, which has over 2,000 pictures of me, which is about 2,000 more pictures than I've ever seen of Hoi Polloi. Okay? I really, like I said, I don't like to get into personal issues here on the air, but this needs to be addressed. If you guys would have seen the BS written about me on September Clues right now, you would understand why I'm sticking up for myself. There's no reason why I shouldn't. It looks like Justin just signed in, so we'll be getting him on in a minute. He does have a little bit of microphone issue, so excuse it if he cuts in and out. He was willing to call in via cell phone, but thank God, not thank God, blame whatever gods out there. It's not working correctly with the cell phones. Just the Skype line itself is working, and I don't know why. It's even showing me his missed call on his voicemail, but it won't let me just ring him up on the it won't let him just ring in on the telephone. Hold on one second here, guys. Here's Justin. I'm gonna call him right now and get him in. I'm calling him right now. Just give us one second. I apologize about the little technical glitch here. It should only be a second. We'll be connected with Justin, and I'm gonna get you guys a link to look at. Justin, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you perfect, buddy. I'm glad you were able to get in. Sorry about the cell phone. I know that was the plan, and you agreed to call in by cell phone, which usually sucks. For some reason, right now the Skype decided on a night when I got a lot of attention to come over to the show that it doesn't want to work. The phone number doesn't want to work. Anybody can Skype in, guys, like you usually do. For some reason, the phone number's not working. It's nothing to do with me on my end. The bill's paid. I see the missed call from Justin. I don't know what else to tell you guys. If you want to call in tonight, you're gonna have to call in via Skype, which kind of sucks, but most of our callers do call in Skype. Anyways, Justin, I was just getting into what I was going to get into tonight about September Clues and how Hoi Polloi viciously attacked me, called me a sim, called all my friends fake, all types of nonsense to discredit me. I just telling everybody how normally we don't address issues like this on the air. We try and keep the infighting off and just focus on the information. But this time it's gotten so ridiculous. I've even posted, I was just telling people, I even posted like 50 images of myself, access to my Facebook page, two videos of myself where you can clearly see that it's me and I'm not a fake person. I gave them the opportunity to call me privately or off the or on the hold on, I'm gonna add a caller in. Ab, you're on with us. Just let me finish up with the intro here real quick for a second.
Sure.
I gave them the opportunity to call me for hoi polloi to call me on the telephone. I left the phone number, and of course he didn't call me. A random member from there called and totally got my back and supported me, and it's really just a bunch of BS.
Well,
And go ahead, Justin.
and now we see people are being banned from the forum. It's almost like the same story at Let's Roll, where someone came to your defense today and now is banned from the forum.
Two people. Lynx Land was just banned today. I told them last night, get in your last words because they're going to ban you next. It's definitely coming. Some guy, MSQ, who I'm not sure who it is. He says he's a friend of mine on Facebook. I'm sure I know him on Facebook, but I don't know him by his handle over there, so I'm not really sure who that is. He just came to my defense like within the last half hour, hour or so, and he was instantly banned or suspended, as they say. And they literally wrote that anybody that comes in defense of me is going to be suspended because I'm a fake identity. I'm just a sim. I'm just a sim behind a Skype and a fake Facebook profile. Guys, if I have a fake Facebook profile, it's the best Facebook profile they ever backstopped, okay? I put pictures of me up there in junior high, high school, a couple months ago, a couple years ago. I put moving video of me at the Celtics game with me singing and dancing like a drunk fool. You can clearly see that it's me. Some of the people that are in the actual video are in the photographs that they're calling fake. They're drawing little red squares all around my clothing and my friend's clothing, and they're saying there's all sorts of shadow issues, and they're saying my friend's ears are melting off in the
Now,
pictures.
let me ask you something. Now, wouldn't it just be a lot easier to employ just an agent? Why would you need a sim? Now, that's really going off the deep end, if you ask me. Why not just hire an agent? You know what I mean? Why not just hire, that would be a lot more easier to for them to put over to their people. Like, oh, okay, you're like Jahan or one of these other guys. You know what I'm saying? Well, to me, this is really far-fetched, and I understand. But I think it's going to discredit some of their good work over there, and I don't see the point of it.
Oh, it is going to discredit their work over there. And you know what? Actually, when and just like the last time they attacked me, okay? And I didn't do a show about it because I didn't want to start beef about it because we're on to a lot of the same information. And I still stand strong with a lot of the information that's there, but I don't think that it's all right. I think that some of it's definitely wrong. But I do believe that 9/11 was a complete media hoax. I'm not changing my mind on that. That's what they want me to do. And they want to discredit me. And they want to take anybody who gets a voice and gets close to the information and discredit them, discourage them, attack me on the forum. This happened months ago. I was more than cordial and pleaded them to stop attacking me. It went on for over a week and then it stopped. And since
You know,
then, go ahead, Justin.
no, this is, you know, the only thing I can say, like, you know, the only thing I can say is that, yes, you were overzealous or whatever, but, you know, this is coming from, another forum you were thrown out of. You were talking on the same thread of something, and okay, so before you were trying to promote your show. If that's the biggest thing that they want to, ridicule you for, then okay, fine. But then now to go and say that you're a sim, it's just, I don't know. To me, it's just ridiculous.
It's totally uncalled for. And this time, this guy went way over the edge. I put the link up there for you guys in the chat. I'll throw it in there again for you guys if you want to check it out right there. It'll start you right off at hoi polloi's totally unwarranted attack on me. I said nothing before this, okay? Nothing.
You know what? I mean, if they have somebody on the East Coast that's a trusted member or whatever, then why don't they have them, go meet up with you? Have them take a ride to Lowell, Mass. If they're such,
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, I'm. They can come meet me too if they want. If they think the whole show is a sim or whatever.
You're one of my gang of Oompa Loompas now. You went from being my pet poodle to my Oompa Loompa. How do you feel about that? And now that they banned me yesterday after defending myself, I have everybody over there jumping down my throat and attacking me and then saying, oh, it looks like we shut up the Stavely camp of Oompa Loompas. Actually, no, you banned me so I couldn't post. You banned Lynx Land. You banned – I'm sure you're going to ban Justin if he posted anything. You just banned some guy MSQ because he questioned your tactics. Ab, you're on the call. Feel free to chime in anytime you want.
Yeah, hey, Brian. Hey, Justin. How you doing?
How you doing, Ab?
Hey, not too bad. Yeah, it's pretty freaky what's going on. As I was telling Brian earlier, you've got a huge Facebook page, and if you're a fake identity, it's definitely one of the biggest, most well-constructed identities I've seen. So I'm having a real tough time trying to figure this one out.
Yeah, like I told them in the post when I first defended myself, I said all you guys are going to do is discredit yourself because you look like idiots. And guys, I do believe in a lot of the research over there. I have for a long time. There's a lot of it that I don't and I think is too skeptical. And I know Justin thinks even more of it is skeptical probably than I do. But the work is solid.
We all agree that the work is solid for the most part. You know,
absolutely.
But in my opinion, it's just like a members only type thing, and it's like they're so worried about somebody taking the line, and it's like that's nobody wants to take the limelight from them. That's the thing. It's like, you know, we're all interested in a common goal here for the most part, and. You know, to just go around and you know, accuse you of, you know, people have been accusing you of stealing. You know, it's not like you've ever put their work out and said, "Hey, this is not from Clues. This is something." You know what I mean? So it's just ridiculous on that end. So,
oh, honestly, the last time when they attacked me, which, you know, was the day after I had Simon Shack on my show, which was 2 days after, he was on the phone with me and told me how much he trusted me, and he knew he could tell the shills from the real people, this, that, and the other thing. They attacked me the day after I had him on my show, which made it almost impossible to promote that show. What, I'm gonna promote their site after they launch an attack on me, which went on for a week last time. So you better believe this one's going to go on for at least a week. Right now, they literally just banned another guy for coming on and supporting me and not even going crazy about it or swearing at them, using any vulgarities or anything, just saying, I'm really questioning what you guys are doing to Brian Stavely. It seems like a discrediting thing. And that's what it is. They're trying to discredit me, and I really think they're trying to do it, you know. And they also, like I said before, and I've been saying this more, I've been saying it privately, not on the air to people really, but I think that they are the last level of, like, internet gatekeeping as far as the media fakery, and their goal is to keep it in-house. They have a lot of good information on there, but once you start to have a voice or anything, like we're starting to have or have had for a little bit of a while here, they want to discredit you. They want to discourage you from the forum. They attack everybody over there. They say things like, we're not here to make friends. Dude, I'm not there to make friends either. I'm there to exchange information. And the last time I was there before was to introduce myself the day after I had their administrator on my show. And now this attack comes after nothing. I did nothing, okay? And Hoi Polloi launched this whole attack against me. And if you guys just skim through the thread and look at it, you'll see how ridiculous it is, because I put up about 50 links to different pictures of me at all different times in my life with all different types of people, groups of people, a couple people, five people, three people, class pitches, eighth grade pitches, pitches from me at the bar like 2 months ago, pitches, live video, you know, live moving video of me dancing and singing, two of them. Acting like a drunk fool. One at my dad's wedding and one at a Celtics game. Yep, I was acting like a drunk fool. That's right. I'm a normal guy. I'm sorry. Excuse me. So I put that up there. And now if you guys don't even have to read through all the attacks, you can just scroll through and look at what they did to the pictures I put up there. They're drawing all types of, like, red squares on my pitches. They're saying the shadows behind these pitches don't line up. This girl's ear is melting off. Her digital DNA is displayed on the wall. There's shadows behind me that don't add up. My car crash isn't real. All this crap. And it's totally ridiculous. I know the ab. I know that you saw the images. I mean, if you didn't, even if you didn't know me at all on here, or ever spoke to me, and you saw those pictures over there, wouldn't you be left scratching your head like, what the hell am I looking at here? Or what am I looking for?
Yeah, I had a problem with the pictures because I couldn't quite understand what he was trying to point out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, at all. In any of them. And it's still going on right now. I mean,
let me interject something. I think that's right there is that's a lot of people trust White Polloi after the Vixen, stuff and whatnot, and would just think that, you know, he can just go and do, put something like this up and then say, well, you know, he's an expert, with all this other work under his belt, so just trust this blindly type thing, you know, and that's, he's not saying, what does this mean, you know, it's not like we're the 9/11 where you have shadows that totally don't, you know, line up, but you know, I just, to me, I like you're saying, I was looking at it too, and I'm thinking, what does these red boxes mean? I don't know. To me, it meant, you know, like I said, I'm not a camera analyst, you know, I'm not a photo analyst or anything like that, but I don't know. I just found it to be really, really, really nitpicking, and I don't, like I said, I don't know, I don't really see much evidence to back it, but go ahead.
What I was going to say is, you know, and I even left my, you know, I even said, here's my Facebook profile. I'll accept anybody. And you can look at, you know what? Literally, there's 2,000 pictures of me for every one picture there is of Hoi Polloi, okay? And he wants to call me fake, okay? And I'm still not calling him fake, all right? But I'm just sick of the shit. I'm sorry, guys. I'm only going to take so much. If you guys just go through, and I left a link in the chat. You don't even have to read all the attacks. I mean, just look at the pictures and what they – and there's a picture of me dancing on the table. They're saying the shadows behind my arms are wrong. There's not even any shadows behind my arms. Those are black paintings on the wall like 100 feet behind me. They're saying the pictures of my crash car are fake and my accident's fake. And they're saying the metadata says it's from a Apple computer from January. Dude, I took that picture with my Droid phone. Which is Motorola. It has nothing to do with an Apple computer, so I don't even know where they're getting that bright idea. Okay, the whole thing's a bunch of bullcrap, and I'm sorry to waste your time with a show where I have to talk about this so much, but it's really gotten to the point where I have to go back and relook at everything that I've looked at from them before because. And you know what? I'm not the only one. Like, some people that are in the chat right now, and some other people that I've talked to on Facebook today. I mean, my chat's been blowing up in support. My phone's been blowing up in support. People have been calling me all day. Like, I can't believe the way these guys are attacking you. I'm gonna have to start questioning Hoi Polloi's work. Blah 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 blah. And you know what? You damn well should. And I didn't want it to come to this, but you damn well should, because what is all this about? Am I a sim? I'm a sim? I'm a simulation. He says I'm not even a real person. I left my phone number up there when he said I wasn't a real person for him to call me. And I said we can talk privately or we can talk on the air, however you want to do it, Hoi. All right? And you know what happened? The Skype line rang with a random phone number. I'm like, oh, great. He's actually calling. I answered it. And it was another member from Clues in support of me saying, I can't believe what they're doing. They did this to me before, but it wasn't as bad. But this is just total bullshit. They're just trying to discredit you. And I mean, it's like if he really said that, like, my picture was like a – because I had one of my friends cropped out of it and my other friend had his arm around me, that it was like one of the Vixen Hug Me clone pictures, all right? And, dude, the only reason it was cropped is because I made that into my Facebook profile, so I cropped my friend out so I could be in the center. So I posted the original with the three of us there, but I guess that was fake too. They even said the girls, like my friend's wife and her cousin that came in and stood behind us for the next picture, that they had simulated cleavage, okay? I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Simulated cleavage on the women. And guys, if you guys want to check in to see if I'm real, go and look at some of my older pictures. See all the people that are tagged in them. Click on their pages. You'll see that almost most of them are from Lowell. That's where I live. Lowell, Massachusetts. Okay? I'm 35 years old. My name's Brian Scott Stavely. I was born in October 1977, and I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts. And so are half of my 1,000 friends on my Facebook page. So you're telling me this whole Facebook page is fake? 2,000 fake pictures of me, fake videos of me, and all these people with real profiles that have real people commenting on their pages all the time is all fake. If that's true, they've built the biggest backstory they've ever built for one of the for 9/11, bigger than any person that supposedly died on the day. I mean, it's absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And I try to go in there and like defend myself, and I wasn't vulgar to them. I did nothing to deserve a ban. I mean, I should be allowed to defend myself. And I'm sorry, you know, but Simon Shack acts like he wants us not to be infighting. But he doesn't chime in until after I'm already attacked 5 times. He doesn't say anything to those guys. He chimes in after I defend myself, right after, and then says, oh, looks like it's kindergarten time again. I thought we were going to stop the infighting or something, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know what? I replied, if it's kindergarten time again, hoi polloi is the kindergarten teacher, and the principal should have stepped in a little sooner. And I don't. I mean, I just don't know where to go with this because it leaves me scratching my head as like I'm so frustrated right now. And if any of you guys go there, please go to that link and just scroll through and look at just look at some of the pictures while we're doing the show tonight. Just look at the pictures that they have of me. I posted. You'll see the first post from me is about 4 posts underneath that link that Hoy started. You'll see it looks like the same post he did because I quoted him, so it reposts his post. So people know what I'm talking about. And then you'll see a bunch of new text from me under there, a huge long paragraph, a whole bunch of links of all different photos of me. You'll see my offer for him to call in. And then you'll just see all these guys like Brian V, who's nothing but a big mouthpiece for them, who just attacks people. And there's a whole bunch of them. And anybody right now that goes on September Clues and says anything in support of me at all, even in my defense, at all, like, hey, I know Brian. All this guy did is say, hey, I know Brian. I've talked to him a few times. He certainly doesn't seem like a fake person to me. Blah, 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 blah. This looks like a discrediting tactic. Boom. They suspended him. Links land today. Boom. Banned. I was banned. And now there's more and more pages, and they're all talking about, oh, we shut him up. Where are these guys now? Blah, blah, blah. We're banned. That's where we are. That's why I'm not commenting, because you cowards banned me. Why don't you unban me?
How about
me
Equinox?
So I can defend
was
myself?
He banned? Equinox,
no, he was,
I see. He.
No, he wasn't banned.
Yeah, because he was defending as well. I'm just reading now.
Yeah, he wasn't banned, but he's been there for a really long time. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens with that. You know, I'm so aggravated today, guys, and I'm sorry if I don't have a better topic to talk about, but I'm sure actually a lot of you guys are interested in hearing this, to tell you the truth. I know for sure that, you know, today a lot of people have been messaging me, like, my Facebook chat's been blowing up with people in support, you know, once they read it, and they're all saying the same thing. They're like, you know, we really got to question what's going on over there now. And I told them that. I said, all you're going to do is discredit yourself and send people my way. So go right ahead. Go right ahead and keep attacking me. Guys, I'm not a sim. And you know what got me banned? After arguing and arguing and arguing, I said, hey, Hoy, you're right. I'm a robot. My name's Johnny Five. And they didn't like that, and he banned me. He banned me once I told him I was Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of stuff up there to defend yourself, and at least you've got your own radio show, so you get your voice out there anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I think that's what they don't like. I think that's their job, is to, you know, there's got to be somewhere for the media fakery people to go. They don't want them just going around loosely and then coming to a site like ours where we're going to talk the truth. They're going to set up a site for it, And I know it sounds crazy, but you guys got to understand how COINTELPRO and gatekeeping works. It's all these different layers of deception. So they set up these people to actually talk about media fakery, but once you get there, they discourage you from participating. And they act like an asshole to everybody. It's not just me. The way they are attacking me, it's very bad. But the way they act on their forum, they have this really snobbish attitude towards everybody on the forum, don't they, Justin?
Oh, totally. Any grammatical or spelling mistakes, it's just it's like it, I hate the you know it's like attacking you for not for the content.
Yeah, exactly. You broke up a little bit there, but besides that, your mic's been perfect the whole show. So I don't know if you can maybe just tighten it up a little, but you've been fine for 20 minutes. You were a little staticky right there. What did you say? Say that one more time for everybody.
Saying, you know, just as far as it goes, like attacking grammar and stuff like that, you know, to me, it's like, you know, you're not attacking the content. You're going after, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a straw man or not, but just really how it's presented, I guess they have a problem with. You know, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, this show is not. Someone else was saying, you know, something about the show. You know, the show sounded this way or that. Well, you know, yeah, we may have technical glitches. We're not professionals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude,
and
I gotta pay for this. You know. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta pay for this. I'm not paying some radio producer or in a studio to run a 9/11 show for me when most of the world doesn't give a crap. But I'm trying to wake them up anyways. All right, I'm gonna do it as free as I can or as close to as free as I can. I pay for my website, I pay for my Skype account, and I pay for a couple other programs that I have to use to run it or whatever. And it comes out of my pocket. I'm sorry if we have a few technical glitches. Okay, if anything, that shouldn't discredit us. That should make us sound more like real guys. I'm sorry, guys. If there's anybody out there right now that's listening, and we do have a good amount of people in the chat, if you think I'm fake, please call in, or please tell me that you think I am, and I'll be gladly to do anything I have to do to prove that I'm not. And, I mean, I offered the coward the last time, too, to call me. And, no, he doesn't want to call me. He doesn't want to call me. He just wants to call me a fraud, this and that.
You know what?
I'm a sim.
You know what, Brian? You know, we both live on the East Coast. Tell them to get to any one or two of their trusted members, and we'll meet. Like, we'll go out of our way and meet up with them. How does that sound? If it's somewhere within a 2-hour drive, you know, I'm willing to appease them and just to shove it in their face. You know, so put that challenge out there. You know, how about that?
Yeah, I will. Just ditto. Just as Justin said, anybody that doubts our existence,
we'll meet halfway to wherever
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I live about 30 minutes when there's no traffic. About 30 minutes north of Boston. Okay, it's a city called Lowell, Massachusetts. All right, I will meet a September Clues, as long as this person's going to go to bat for me after I waste my time going to meet them to prove that I'm real, all right? I will go and meet you, okay? Justin will meet you. If you want to go down near Justin, what's the part of Connecticut are you in?
Southern Connecticut, New Haven, to be you know,
yeah,
precise.
If you want to go near New Haven, Connecticut, Justin will meet you. He'll prove that he's not fake. And if this guy really thought I was a sim, why wouldn't he take me up on my offer and call and just call me on the phone and prove it to everybody? And I gave him the option. Hey, let's do it. You know, either we can do it privately if you want to keep it private, or we can do it publicly over the air so everybody can hear it. Whatever you want, you know. And no, of course he didn't take me up on that offer. And they're still attacking me over there. And I'm sorry, guys. Like, it's really bad this time. Like, I've been attacked plenty of times. I know how this 9/11 game goes. Okay. I've dealt with this shit with Let's Roll Forums before and Phil Jahan, but I never really did a whole show about it because I didn't want to get into all of it. But now I'm going through the same shit over here with September Clues, and this is totally unwarranted. They totally started it, okay? And you know, when I defend myself, I get reprimanded. And then when I start to defend myself good or get a little clever or make a wise comment and just say, yeah, you got me. I'm a robot. I'm Johnny Five. I get banned. But they continue to post. And posting 10 times faster than they were before I was banned. They're all over there talking, oh, we shut the Stavely camp up, this and that. Fake Stavely, Staver Bot, all this stuff they're writing. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I can't even reply anymore. But guys, I want you guys to just go there and please just take a look at some of the pictures of me. They're real pictures, and they're trying to point out things in the pictures that you're not even going to see. You're not even going to see. I mean, in one picture, it's me and three of my friends, and we all have our arms around each other like a group picture, four people side by side. It's a couple of my friends, their girlfriends, and myself or whatever. And he's got a red square on one girl's ear saying her ear is melting. Doesn't look like it's melting to me. Then there's a green light on the wall, and they're saying it's her digital like DNA being displayed on the wall or some crazy nonsense, dude. Dude, it's a green light at a party. You know what I mean? We're in a function hall. It's unbelievable, man. It's just totally unbelievable. I mean, I even put videos up of me singing and dancing, okay? Making a fool of myself at a Celtics game with the same people that are in some of those pictures. Anybody, please go to my Facebook page. Go through any of my photo albums, and if you want to look at any of the pictures, tell me. I posted, here's one of their newest ones, right? One of my pictures that I posted, when I posted like 50 of them, I posted a picture of my 8th grade yearbook as well, okay? And the first person's name on there was like Akilah Black or something, and the last person's name was Gus White, okay? So because the first person's name was Black, alphabetically, and the last person's name was White, and the picture happens to be in black and white, they're saying that that's fake too. And that's their reason for it. And you've got people that are tagged in these photos that if you click on their links, and Ab, I know that you check some of them out, they're real people.
Yeah.
They're my age. They live in Lowell, Massachusetts. They have real Facebook walls with real friends commenting on them, all over them. Right, Ab? Didn't you check a couple of them out yourself?
You got lots of girlfriends there, I have to admit. Some of them are pretty cute, so they're cute Sims.
Yeah, thanks, man. I do like the females, Better to keep a lot of girls around than a lot of guys around,
Well,
right?
at least your girlfriends are good looking Sims. They got some good software.
Yeah. Well, misshaped. One of my prettier friends, Hoy, said her head is misshapen in the photo, right next to the girl whose ear is supposedly melting, and her digital DNA is on the wall.
Yeah, maybe they did put a few too many curves in for some of those girls.
Yeah.
My thought is maybe it's the GMO or something that, maybe they're feeding them up there in Lowell. I don't know. Maybe it might start misshaping people's heads and whatnot, who knows?
But I'm just trying to figure out what the point of them trying to discredit you is. That's my biggest problem because I like a lot of their research. As you know, I'm a big fan of the site, so I'm not quite understanding what the whole point of this is.
It really puzzled with it too, and then on the other thread,
Justin's mic cut out for a second. Sorry, guys. He's having a little bit of a mic issue.
yeah,
Justin?
because
can you
Go ahead.
can you
Yep, you're
hear
all
me?
set. Go ahead. On the
All
other
right, yeah.
thread. Go ahead.
I was saying how Hoy asked Aberato to take down the link that he did with Brian because he didn't want his show in same rotation as Brian's. It's like, that's just very petty.
Yeah, he specifically asked him that. Like, I had done a show on Ab's network with Ab, which
Yeah.
was, I thought, a great 9/11 show,
I thought it
especially
was good.
with Ab, who's somebody who's really pretty new at this. I think he's doing a great job
Yeah.
himself, and it was a really good show. People enjoyed it. It's up on his archive, of course, as it should be. And Hoy Polloi and Simon just did a show, and they and was it that show or a past show of Hoy's that he told you couldn't
No,
put
Hoy
up
did
there?
a good show on a public radio station. Actually, it was on Sunday, and I thought it was really good. And I put up different shows on my live stream. I have a 24-hour stream at radio.aberato.info. For anyone who doesn't want to download, they can just listen to the stream. And anytime I hear a good show about 9/11, I just put it on. You guys know Marcus. He has some good shows, so I put a couple of them in rotation. so people can get exposed to Marcus. And we don't have to agree with everything everybody says. That's ridiculous. But there's a lot of good stuff in different people's thing. And Hoy did a really good show. He talked about it on September Clues, what he was going to do, and it came across really well. It's a show that I would give to people to listen to if they're interested in 9/11. So I just asked if I could put it in my rotation. Of course, I put a link up to it, but he didn't want that link put in if it was with some of my other shows. So it's his call.
And he mentioned my name specifically.
Yeah, I can't remember if he honestly remembered. I'd have to look back, but he just thought I should just put up my own
show. It's in the post on the Clues forum.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He definitely named me, for sure. I'm sure he might have named some other people, too, but he definitely put me by name on the thread there. He actually attacked me a couple weeks ago when I missed it. One of our other listeners sent me the thread yesterday when this was going on. They're like, you know, he attacked you 2 weeks ago too, and you missed it. And he congratulated somebody for calling in and hijacking our show or some shit, and saying our show I forget what he said, but to this point it doesn't even matter. But guys, I'm not a sim. Anybody that wants to call me, I've given the offer to. My Skype wasn't working correctly earlier. Ab, I don't know you very well at all. I've only known you for maybe a month or so on here. And didn't I just give you my cell phone number and have you call me? Didn't we just have a conversation?
Yeah. No, I've called JB, your cell number.
Jay in the chat. JB in the chat. We were disagreeing strongly on some of the information. As you guys can see, but I think JB he's an honest guy. He has a different opinion. And Jay, we've talked on the phone, haven't we? Yes, we have. And I'm going to try and get back on the phone with you tonight and look at some more of your debunks. And I do appreciate it. And people can coexist if they don't agree. But the thing that I don't get is, for the most part, I agree with most of their information. I haven't. It's not like I've been over there saying, hey, you guys are wrong, this, that, and the other thing. It's just, dude, how can I just read that about myself and not say anything, not defend myself? I'm sorry, dude. Where I come from, if you would have said that about me around here, I would have punched you dead in the face.
Well, let's not get violent, but
no,
I agree.
No, I'm sorry.
I can
understand. You know?
I can understand why you're passionate, but I think you're one of the few people that speaks back up. I don't know if he's attacked other people in the same way. I know what they're trying. I can understand they're trying to keep their forum clear of shills and attackers, because otherwise it just becomes a cluster, you know what, of a mess of a research to try and get through. I understand that, but on the other hand, look at it this way. You've got your own forum, so you can get your own message out.
And I got this on. I let Simon come on and gave him a forum to do a show. And we did a great show. It was a great show when he was on this network. And go ahead, Ab. Continue.
Yeah, well, that's the good part for you. And if I get attacked in the same way for associating with different people, well, I have my own forum to defend myself. So everyone has their own forum, or has the ability to post their own forum. You've got your own radio show. You got your own blog. You got your own Facebook. You're all over. You're nationwide. So you at least are willing to defend yourself. I don't have a problem with you, because we agree on most of the stuff we read on September Clues. That's just where we've come in this journey. So you know you're going to get attacked. That's the nature of the business, unfortunately. And that seems to be the main way to shut people down.
The thing is, people get attacked, but usually it's something quick, or it's, oh, that person's a shill, this and that. I mean, these guys, if you guys go back in that thread, it's not just page 17, 18, and 19. If you guys were to go back to, like, page 8 in the thread, you'll see the attacks that they started on me 6 months ago, 8 months ago, whatever it was, like March, when I introduced myself. I had been a member for a few months. I had been browsing the site for a while. And you'll see them attack me for like a week. And even as I'm being attacked, I'm actually pleading to them. I'm actually almost you know, begging them to stop and let's just stop the nonsense and try and work together here. And they're still attacking me. And then they deny that they're attacking me. They're still denying that they're even attacking me. Yeah, okay. If what they're doing right now, if calling me a sim, a totally fake person, my friend's fake, my pitch is fake, and all this other nonsense, if that's not an attack on a radio host trying to get a message out, what is? I mean, what is? Besides calling my mother a slut or something. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing they haven't done, you know?
Well, you almost sound too genuine sometimes. I think you almost put too much information out there about yourself. That's the only criticism I'd have of you, and I would just tone that down a bit. You've got way too much of yourself out there, way more than anyone else I've ever seen.
Yeah,
so
well, I just want to, you know, I don't want anybody to doubt me. I just, you know, I use my real name, I use my real hometown, I use my real pitches. It's like, no, that way nobody can doubt me. It's unfathomable to me that they can doubt some. Like, you know, all these other, like, you know, Photoshop Vic Sims or whatever and stuff that they have, they're talking about people with, like, two pitches, three pitches. I've got 2,000 pitches on my Facebook page, and I'm clearly the same guy that's in the videos, and it's clearly the same voice. It's clearly me. Is there any doubt about that? I mean, come on.
You got a lot of stuff out there, so I would just keep doing what you're doing and try not to let it get to you. You can still reach the form anyway.
I am trying not to let it get to me. But I tonight we were gonna get in maybe into some other stuff. But I told Justin today, you know, I woke up today and saw that how they went off overnight. Okay, they went crazy with all my pitches. You know, changing the contrast on them and stuff, trying to make them look different and look for things that aren't there. Guys, there's nothing fake about any of those photos. I mean, go and look at them. Please, I beg you to go look at any picture of mine on my Facebook page. The thing is too, because I want to get the message of 9/11 out. I've had a policy of mine since a couple months into this that, you know what, I'm gonna stop not accepting certain people I don't know. I'll just accept everybody. So I told them, I'll give any of you guys access to my page. You go through all my pictures. There's pictures of me doing everything. My dad's wedding. There's pictures of me at the beach with the same people that are supposedly Sims at a 30th birthday party in a function hall that they said looks like a USO hospitality wing or something. Like, you guys have never seen a function hall? Where do you guys come from?
What's the link to that? What's the link to the beach photos, by the way? I think I might have to look at those.
I'll grab it for you right now.
Everybody wants to see the broads in them.
You think?
I just got another message from a friend of mine on Facebook, Joanna. She just says I've been banned from Clues.
What's her username there?
Oh, I think I might know who she was. Hold on.
Okay.
Yep, so they're banned. This is going on right now. So that's two people banned within like the last hour or so. Probably because they said, I think Brian's a real person, or I know Brian's a real person. Nothing else. The last person I seen that stuck up for me didn't say anything vulgar or disparaging against him, but just said it looks like a, you know, discrediting tactic. And it's just, it's totally ridiculous.
Right. It's not like these people are going on and saying, you know, this is a show for them. And, you know, they're just going on and just saying, hey, you know, to me, this guy seems legit. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I just can't believe how the scope of where it went to. You know, I'm just really flabbergasted by the whole thing, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anything in this whole 9/11 stuff is hard to believe anymore. It's a big operation, whether you think this is part of it or not. I don't know.
Oh, totally. You know, Ab, I've been saying that to Brian for a while too, and it's, you know, he gets mad at me because I get discouraged, and I'm like, you know, because I've been in, you know, the 9/11 movement since probably like 06 or so. More visibly since like 2009, you know, I did the whole route. I used to, you know, been to, you know, like We Are Changed stuff, and I never was a member. I'm just saying, like, I've gone to New York and hung out with those guys, and so, you know, and then I, you know, realized that a lot of that was you know, low level gatekeeping and whatnot, you know. So I've gone pretty much every level of the gamut here, you know, and I'm just totally, you know, as far as 9/11 goes, I really don't have much compassion to keep going, because it's like there's so many levels, and to even get someone past one level to another level, it's so hard. I don't know how anybody, you know, how it can be done. And then when you come to what you think is the final truth here, and then you see nothing but obfuscation and like fuckery, you know, I don't know what else to call it, but yeah. You know, just totally games. I you know, to me, I've been discouraged with it the past few months, man. And you know, it's sad that that's the case, you know, because you know, I should be happy that there's new discoveries and people are finally, you know, coming onto this. But I'm just looking at it like, hey, too little, too late. And the people that are in it, you know, are too busy fighting with each other to, you know. And I understand, you know, I'm not looking to get under one big tent like a famous member says. But, you know, as far as, you know, if you don't believe 100% what I believe, then, you know, your shit is no good, or, you know, I don't know. To me, it's just, it's really disheartening, you know, as far as it goes. You know, once you see that the planes were fake hits, and, you know, and once we're all on that same side, I think that, you know, as far as it goes, there's really no reason to, you know, to fight with each other. You know, I really don't. I mean, besides when people throw up obvious things and, you know, say there was, you know, dummy strong, you know, or any of that stuff, obviously, you know what I'm referring to. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't see the point of it. And it's really, and that's what I think a lot of these people want you to do. Do they want to be the only ones, you know? Like, I would think that us coming on and pushing that information or whatever, and, you know, we're not saying that we're September clues. We're not saying that, you know, we've distanced ourselves from that. We're just, you know, we're pushing
just
the same.
We're just, yeah, us, and we've given them plenty of credit, you know, like, but we haven't ever tried to say, oh, we're part of September clues. As a matter of fact, many people have assumed that, and I've shot them right down on it and said, no, I'm not any part of that. And there were people that even thought I had something to do with making the movie or whatever, and I'm like, no, I had nothing to do with that. I mean, we're just on the same page on a lot of this stuff, you know? And I've never gone on there and attacked anybody. I've never done anything but try to contribute. And we gave Simon a great platform to talk on. He hadn't done many radio shows up to that time at all, from what I've heard. He wasn't doing really any shows for anybody. And the day after we had him on back in March, they all started attacking me. And almost in the same way, not questioning me being a sim, but questioning me being a shill at the time or whatever. Now they're questioning my photographs, guys, and I really like to put them in their place. I put up a, you know, really extraordinary amount of links. I took a lot of time to go and grab all types of photos of me, and they're on there banning people right now. They just banned somebody named MSQ, and I'm gonna read to you what they wrote to MSQ. They wrote, so MSQ has conformed to this attack of my friend's quipe, despite the fact that we've now spent a couple pages questioning images and credibility, and not once attacked any living person. In fact, it makes me wonder just why, this is from Hoy, just why we've had so many registrations from folks endorsing this Stavely character, but who can't get by the idea that he is just a Facebook profile and a Skype voice to them by their own admittance. No offense to anyone, really. We just don't need friends of Sims here who are going to whine and cry every time we ask whether a photo is real or not. MSQ, you are suspended. If you change your mind about the importance of a dubious digital persona to your real life and real community, indeed you have, if indeed you have those, please ask Simon to reinstate you. I don't think she's going to be begging Simon to reinstate her anytime soon.
Yeah.
And she didn't write anything bad like, hey, you know, screw you guys, blah, blah, blah. She just said, I really don't understand what all this attack on Brian is. I've talked to Brian. Brian seems to be a real person to me. blah 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 blah. It was a nice little post. It was well worded. It wasn't anything worthy of being suspended or banned from a website. They banned Lynx Land for coming in defense of me, and I told him, hey, I told him last night, I said, get your words in now because they're going to ban you. And they just banned him a few hours ago. They didn't get to it right away, but he's been banned now. Justin, I'm sure if you're registered there, I'm not sure if you are or not, you'll be getting banned soon too. So that's coming. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, guys. It really is. I don't know. You know, it's like, where do I go from here with these guys? You know, it's like I have to defend myself. So if anybody out there thinks, you know, put it in the chat. If anybody out there thinks that I shouldn't be out here talking about this right now, let me know and let me know why. But I think I'm in the total right to defend myself. I have a platform here. Justin has a platform. We've worked hard at this radio station for a while now to get the truth out, not just about 9/11, but about any issue, or and just have logical conversations with people. And I've never done anything to act like a shill, to act like a gatekeeper. And I asked them to name what I've ever done to act like a shill or a gatekeeper or a simp or any of that. And you know, funny, nobody could answer that. And I asked, hey, what do all these red squares around my friend's shirts and stuff represent? Nobody could answer that. It's all a bunch of BS, you know? Guys, you know, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take our first break of the night. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Ab, if you could stay on the call, I'd appreciate it if you have the time. And
Oh, I'm gonna have to pass because get
okay,
up
that's
in
cool, man.
5 hours, my man. But I appreciate, I'm pretty confused right now, but I don't see any reason to doubt you. So, unless you've done a real good number on me,
The
that's
most
you know.
sophisticated sim of all time. I'm like the T-1000 Arnold
No,
Schwarzenegger.
you would be definitely the most expensive model out there to
Oh
date.
yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
So, we'll,
I appreciate you calling in. I really
yeah.
do.
Sorry, I can't really contribute much more, but I'm a fan of both the September Clues and of all the work you've done on this radio station. So,
Hey, I'm
you
glad
know.
for your honesty, man. I really
Yeah,
am, and
I
I'm
am.
glad to hear people like you know, come out and realize that it's, you know, complete bogus. And I've really talked to like 10 people about this today that have all hit me up and you know, in support of me. And it's ridiculous what they've done, and they're still doing it. And I guarantee you, this will go on for like at least a week. There'll be pages and pages and pages of attacks on me. Guys, we're gonna take our first break. If you haven't checked out that post yet, now's a great time. Right after I start the music, I'll throw the link in the chat again. Read Hoy's attack on me. Scroll through some of the pitches, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. And thank you for listening. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, as always, Justin Cook. Tonight's show is a little different than normal. Usually we don't get into personal attacks and all that. We try and keep the infighting, you know, off of the radio show because it takes away from what we're really trying to do and get information out. But, you know, I've been viciously attacked by these Clue guys. JB, I'm sorry. I know you wanted to call in. I don't know what's up with the phone line. It was crapping out earlier tonight. For some reason, the goddamn phone number won't work. I've tried it from my house. Justin was supposed to call in via cell phone earlier. He couldn't get through. That's why he wasn't here at the start of the show. So he's on his headset. He had to hop on Skype to call in. So anybody that has Skype, you guys can call in. Normally, you can call 978-735-2224. I welcome you to try again. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I don't know why the damn call's not working right now. I'm even seeing the notifications after and seeing the voicemails after, and I just, they won't, they're not popping up on the screen for me to answer. So I have to apologize about that. And that really does suck because, especially JB, I know he has some strong opinions against, you know, those guys over there. And I certainly don't, you know, want him to, not be able to get his word out. So he's the one that's been chatting in the chat a bit. And Jay, if I get the phone line working at some point during the show. I'll let you know right away. No, it's not a setting somewhere, JB. I don't know what it is. It's not a setting at all. Justin, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. For anybody else, by the way. Speaking of something else, thank you, Max. Max said nice job on Fetsa tonight. I was on Jim Fetsa's show from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. earlier tonight. It was a pretty good 9/11 show, I thought. I actually thought it was even a little better than when he was over here on our network. Once he gets the archive up of that, we'll post that up too for everybody to hear. I'm sure a lot of you heard it. Some of you probably didn't. Damn, I wish this freaking phone would work. I don't know where to go from here. I'm just fed up. I'm just fed up. Justin, how would you take it if you were me personally? I mean, what would you do? Wouldn't you be on here defending yourself right now?
Of course, this is why I had no objection to it when you asked me about it earlier. I fully expected that's what we were going to be talking about this night, you know. You know, it, and obviously, when they attack you, they attack me too, you know. So, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, you're the one putting yourself out there, but on the same hand, you know, I was attacked as well by people saying that, you know, I talk about reptilians or whatever, and our listeners know damn well that I don't buy into or have ever talked about reptilians on the air. so, I mean, that's just a fallacy. You know, I hear the echo, Brian. By the way.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hang on one second.
You know,
Oh,
as
you shouldn't, but you know what? The phone lines
it's
look like they're back working. So after you
I
finish your
hear I
point,
hear
I'm gonna. You do? You hear
okay.
an echo?
I hear it very low. Yeah, I hear it. It's not as loud as usual, but I hear it a little bit low. But anyway, yeah.
All right, go ahead, continue.
Yeah,
I'll try and fix it.
I can continue. It's not too loud. But you know, and as far as like, okay, yeah, I get into the Jesuits. I've gotten into some of the, you know, Ashkenazi Sephardic, you know, Illuminati, Jewish lines, you know, and stuff like that. I think that's relevant, you know. And as far and I hate to tell you, but not every show we're gonna do is gonna be on 9/11. So I mean, the fact that yeah, you know, Brian, that's a big thing with him. It's big with me as well. But you know, our listeners are not going to show up week after week just to hear 9/11 shows. You know, and I think that they don't understand that. And the fact that they may have listened to a show where we talked about something else. Well, hey, you know, there's a lot of things out there like monetary reform and yeah, hello.
Yep, JB, just let Justin finish his point, and I'll let you go. But just turn your radio volume down if you can, because we're getting an echo from you. Go ahead,
Okay.
Justin. Finish. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying. You know, I think that it's important to get into the other things as far as like monetary reform, as far as you know, you know, secret societies, the powers that be, you know, and just you know, the nutrition and food and a lot of the stuff. A lot of the weapons that are being used against people, and talk about cognitive dissonance, and you know, Delphi tech, you know, all these different things. I think that these are relevant. So I mean, to be attacked because they heard a show where we got into the Jesuits or the Knights of Malta or the Zionists or Israel or you know, or any of these the Rome, the Crown, you know, whatever you want to call it. To me, that's just it's just more you know more logical fallacies in my opinion. You know, more straw man bullshit.
Oh yeah, to attack us for talking about other subjects. I'm sorry,
Right,
guys.
right.
Yeah, 9/11 is the big event that's what got me into all of this. That's what got probably 90% of the people
Not all
that do
of us.
this, you
Yeah,
know.
most.
But there's
Sure.
other stuff to talk about too. Don't attack us for talking about other things. I mean, that's just weak. Right now, I'm gonna let JB get a few words in here. He's been trying to call in. He's been in contact with me for a few months. We disagreed on some things, but he had some more debunking things that I need to look into further, and I'm definitely going to do that. JB, have you seen the thread before we get into your opinions on their evidence?
Yes.
And what did you
Yes,
think
I
about that
have.
thread? And what did you think about that stupid thread?
Well, like I posted in the chat, I think it exposes September Clues. for what they are, which is fake. They're fake. Because look at, you know, it's like everything in the world practically is fake. Satellites are fake. 9/11 was all fake. This is fake. That's fake. And yes, some of it is. But they first of all, don't prove a lot of what they say is fake. They don't have any real proof that it's fake. They just implied. They show you something that is fake, like the planes, and then use that to imply that everything else was fake, for example, about 9/11. And you know, all this bullshit accusing you of being a sim or a fake, to me just shows, you know, if they're doing that to you, then they're obviously doing that with everything else. And you know, with the little debunks that I've come up with that were like pretty easy to do, and I mean, they don't prove anything maybe definitively one way or the other, but I'd like to walk through it with you even right now. If you go to the link that I sent, the tree, no tree, for example.
I don't have it in front of me. Can you drop it in the chat?
Okay, I'll repost it.
Are we talking about the Ben Reisman photo and the video that goes along with it? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, what happened was that one day I was watching I was watching some version of the Ben Reisman video, and I saw that scene of the tree, no tree, but I couldn't see the picture with no tree. Or one of the two, I can't remember which one, but one of them, I couldn't see it in that shot. So I went to the full video of the Ben Reisman video and watched it and tried to find those scenes, those frames that are in those two pictures that you have, you know, and you're saying the walking lamppost and the tree disappears.
Yep.
So I found those two frames and, you know, like, first of all, what freaked me out a bit was if you watch that video, that whole part of it is so jumbled, like your camera's going all over the place. I don't even know how anybody could have noticed something like that, okay? But, so it took me a while to sort of track down those two frames, and then once I did, it seemed to me, well, okay, you can see the progression of the camera in between the two frames and the guy's moving and stuff. So it still wasn't too clear to me. So I eventually went to Google Street View to see what that would tell me. And that's okay, hang on a second. I'm going to post this link again.
Go ahead. Grab the post. And just to say where I stand on this, whether I agree with this or I don't, and we'll see what happens. I do agree, though, now that anything that they have done, I need to take a real more serious look at and into.
Well, that's what I got to, because I, you know, I basically bought their hook, line, and sinker for a while until I did this. I wasn't trying to debunk them. I was just trying to find the source of the other picture, right? Because I forget which one it was, but I either saw the tree or I saw the no tree, and I wondered, okay, where did he get these two frames? So I posted the link of my little debunk.
Okay, I'm looking at the link right now. You want to explain these pictures and the lines?
Yeah, and also the process that happened too, because I communicated with Simon about this. Okay.
Okay, and what happened when you tried to communicate with him about it?
Well, okay, so I sent him an email saying, you know, kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt, saying that I think that one tree, no tree proof is a mistake, and you know, here's why, and. I didn't have this link yet, so I just kind of explained in the email that, you know, I watched the video and you know, the it was just a matter of sort of perspective and camera angle that made it look the way it did in the two shots that he shows, the two frames, right? And so then he wrote me back and said, well, you know, look at this other tree here, the tree that's on the right side of the frame. and how you know, the lamppost changes size, but the tree on the right doesn't, and you know, all this other stuff, trying to convince me that these two frames, there's something wrong with these two frames. And also, just a note of interest, when he posted them originally in the forum, he didn't say anything about them being faked. He posted those two frames and asked somebody, what's wrong with this? And then some of the forum members piped in and said, oh, there's, you know, the tree's missing. This CGI software didn't render the tree and blah, 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 blah. So then I went to did the Google Street View, and I basically did this an earlier version of this page that I linked you to, and sent that to Simon and said, look, here's Google Street View.
Is that what's on the right side? Is those the two pictures?
Well, if
on the
you
right,
scroll down to the bottom of the page.
Yep.
There's the Google, the sort of a wide shot of the Google Street View, right?
Yeah.
And so there you see the lamppost with the street light.
Yes, I see the lamppost.
And just beyond it, you see the tree. The
yeah.
tree that supposedly disappeared.
Well, the only problem I have with it is it looks like these trees are in the middle of the road and not on the sidewalk. Like in
that's
the
right, but that's where they are. That's how the you see the video.
So you're saying the Ben Reisman shot that Simon has up, that tree's not really on the sidewalk. It's in the middle like it is on this Google.
That's right. If you watch the video, you'll see that the street is, you know, has that boulevard down the middle. And it's the whatever the video lens, you know, makes things look deceptive somehow, like even the scale.
You're like right, and I can see the other sign now too. It's two separate lampposts actually. The one with the looks like the
yeah.
no left turn signal that I was talking about is in the front, but down the street more looks like is where that other sign is.
So
with the blue,
yeah, if you look on the
on
right
it.
Side, I've got the Google Street View that I tried to kind of get as close to the Reisman shots as I could, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't get the exact same camera angle and position, but I got pretty close. So I'm showing here that lamppost 2, you see it way in the background in the Reisman shot, right? In the upper picture.
Yep.
And there, and you can barely see it as well in this Google Street View, but it's there behind the Beekman Street sign. So the lamppost didn't take a walk. It's two different lampposts. One has a street light on it. The other one doesn't.
Yeah, I'm going to have to really take a hard look at it, but I'm really starting to lean towards what you're saying here.
Okay,
now
well,
I see
look
what
at,
you're saying.
Look
and
at,
I did it before, and I didn't see that middle boulevard before with the trees on
no,
it.
No, I know.
Really
I didn't
deceptive.
See it either until I watched the video, the actual Ben Reisman video. Now, if you compare, okay, and also, you see, what's going on here is if you look at the Reisman two frames, the top frame, he's farther back, right?
Yeah.
He's like behind the lamppost. And in the second frame, he's gone in front of the lamppost.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. And we thought, yeah, he only moved up a few feet. We should still see the tree. But really, he's standing just in the bottom shot. Now he's standing just in front of lamppost 1, and the tree in front of him is the tree that's in the middle of the road.
That's right. And but
that's
the tree is actually in the first shot, too. If you look at the my yeah. little arrow
this,
there,
this,
it's
this
a smudge.
What,
it's just
listen,
a smudge
I,
against
I
the...
Never... I never agreed with it personally. I never thought this was that great personally. Go ahead, John.
Well, okay, so there's T1. That's the little tree that supposedly disappears, but you can see it as a smudge against the building. Right?
Yeah.
In the top pictures.
Yep.
And then in the bottom pictures, you can see, you know, there it's just the camera angle. So
yeah, the camera angle. He's standing in front of lamppost 1, and he's just to the right of that boulevard.
Yeah.
Where the tree is.
And but Simon, in his response to me, was trying to tell me that, okay, you see tree T2, the one on the right.
Yeah.
So he was saying, okay, look at the, in the Reisman shots, compare the size of T2 to the lamppost, to LT2, the lamppost 2. So compare it in the upper shot and the lower shot. The lower shot, he points out, okay, T2 looks the same size, but the lamppost is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, but again, that's just the camera and the lens. If you look at the Google Street View, it's the same deal. If you look at the upper picture, the lamppost 2, the one that's farther away from you, looks, you know, it's just slightly taller than the tree. It looks, you know, and the bottom one, lamppost 2, looks a lot bigger, but the tree looks roughly the same.
Yeah, not exactly the same, but roughly the same.
The same, and you can see by the green sign on the tree that the tree has grown, you know, in the intervening years, right, from the Reisman video to the Google Street View.
I was just going to ask that, that makes sense.
But the proportions are basically the same. And there's a few other things. I'll put up some other links. I haven't really finished these things. I don't know if they explain the situation. Also the Deutsche Bank. You see on the Reisman thing, you don't see the Deutsche Bank, the little, it's in the corner of the center buildings, kind of. You just see a bit of it. You just see a little tiny bit of it in the bottom frame, and you don't see it in the top frame. So somebody on the Clues forum pointed that out as another anomaly. Well, same thing's going on in the Google Street View. The top one, you don't see the Deutsche Bank. In the bottom one, you do. So, you know, what this shows, at the very least, and very definitely, is that these two Reisman frames are not any proof of CGI whatsoever. That, you know, and if you watch the Reisman video, I think it's real. And there's a few other, they don't have much on the Clues forum to prove, quote unquote, that the Reisman video is fake or CGI. And if you watch it, now, you know, it might have been staged in the sense that he was allowed to be there and video, but I believe that video is real. It's not. It's definitely not CGI. And so, therefore, if that's true, it shows the collapse of Building 2, and, you know, is pretty true to the other videos. So that's what leads me to believe that the collapses were not faked. Are not CGI. And also, I've done some computer graphics work and 3D work, so I have some idea of how the software behaves and how, you know, models are constructed and so on, and it just doesn't wash with me. Like, another thing was the 59 columns versus the 39 columns, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know which two you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. So I had posted that somewhere else. This is what really got me going, because I had posted that somewhere else showing, okay, here's proof of video fakery.
Is that the Kalazov picture? Is that what that's supposed
to be?
Yeah,
exactly. The Kalazov and the
I don't think that's the source of that picture, though. You know, that's what they have it framed as.
Yeah.
But I got it from another video. Yeah. I found the video where that frame comes from. In other words. And so I posted those two shots somewhere, and somebody, you know, challenged me, I guess, and they, you know, knew something about video, transferring different resolutions. They pointed out that the two videos were, you know, someone had changed the resolution of it, and he posted a video that, although it wasn't really definitive because you couldn't, like, clearly count the 39 columns, it was good enough to show me that, yeah, this was a rendering glitch, not a CGI rendering glitch, but a resolution transferring glitch. So I asked him to, if he could do, try to duplicate the 39 columns more closely. And he said, well, you know, look, there's so many software codecs and blah, blah, you know, it's like it would be a monumental task to try to exactly duplicate it. But, you know, I know from my experience that you create these things from a model, so they're not going to, the perps are not going to be stupid enough to have one model with the right number of columns and the, and another model with the wrong number of columns. So, you know, what he did, I'll post a link to the video that he posted that's similar, and I think you'll agree that, you know, again, this is not proof of CGI software rendering glitch. Yeah, shit.
Okay. Posted. We'll definitely take a look. And we have another caller that's going to call in a minute. I think he has a couple questions. I think he might even have a question or two for you about this evidence, which is good. It's good that we can discuss it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's fine if we disagree or agree. Everybody, guys in the chat, if you agree, disagree. All I'm saying, guys, is I still believe 9/11 was primarily a media hoax, but I'm going to have to really take a longer, harder look at what goes on at September Clues after the way they've acted. You know, I mean, I really have to. How can I not? You know, how can I not? You know, I just...
Okay, there's the link I posted to his version of the 39 column thing. You're going to have to, look at it full screen, but you'll see the same, the columns, like I say, it's not good enough that you can actually count the 39 columns like in Simon's example, but it's really close, and the columns are skewed the same way as in the supposed what's-his-name shot. So I think that debunks that particular thing as well. And there are a few others, and I mean, these are so easy. I'm no detective sleuth, master debunker. These are just, you know, pretty simple things that I came across by accident, and I thought, you know, with my back and forth with Simon, and how they're all about accuracy and blah, 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 blah. I thought, how could they let these things go by unless they did it on purpose?
John, what I was going to say is I'm going to definitely take a longer, harder look at that. I'll post these links in my comments so they stay permanently up there for people to look at. We also have another caller, Shane, that just called in, and I think he had... Shane, did you have a question about John's point that he was making about the Ben Reisman or anything, or what exactly is it that you were asking? I was a little confused, so that's why I wanted you to call in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Shane? And thank
hey,
you for
Shane,
calling.
Hey, Shane, how you been?
We appreciate you listening all the time. We really do.
No, you guys do a really good show. Like, I really like it. Yeah, I wanted to ask about the video, the Reisman video. And, so you're saying, this video is, real footage, and I think, you discussed, or you guys have discussed, a bunch of times how there was, a bunch of jamming devices that were probably making it impossible for people to film stuff, and, you know.
I said that possibility. I never was, I was 50-50 on that. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
never said that for sure, but.
That's my belief, at least, you know, on how they would get something like that, and, you know, done, as far as, you know, if you're gonna get it done, and that's what others have speculated. Yeah, you know, you would have some type of jamming or, whatever else you would call it. But continue on.
No, that's what I was trying to say. Is are you guys analyzing a video that's probably fake and
Well, can I say something?
Yeah,
where's the proof? If where's the proof that Ben Reisman video is fake? Because Simon offered as one proof, the tree, no tree, and all that, did I not debunk that?
Well,
does that not show that?
My whole thing with everything, and I never was a big fan of a lot of those pictures, but as far as in my opinion, the collapses to me do not look like a conventional collapse, like in any which way. So what else do you chalk that up to than other than Hollywood graphics, as far as you know the ways the building you know looked and everything else. So that's,
well, let's put that aside for the moment, because that's not, you know, that's opinion and not proof, right? So what I'm trying to get at here is that, at the very least, the case has not been made that the Reisman video is fake. Because whatever little proof there was that September Clues offered, I've debunked.
I never was a fan of those tree pictures, honestly. The tree and lamppost pictures, I always thought there was a different angle on that, you know, but continue.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if there's no proof that the Reisman video is fake or CGI, then don't we have to assume it's genuine?
Well, I would just assume that why would they let a real video come out of there? You know, if all of these other ones were fake looking. Are you saying Reisman is the only real one?
No, no.
John's opinion is that we need to look at a lot more of the videos and a lot.
I'm saying this. If the Reisman video is real, then it should open the doors of your minds to think that a lot of these other videos are real too, because, you know. I mean, like I say, I swallowed the September Clues thing, you know, totally for a while. And until I started actually doing my own research on what they offered as proof and finding out, you know, in a few other cases as well with I don't have a link or anything yet. There's one where there's a shadow across the wall. That, you know, they're saying is a rendering glitch, when really it's just the sun was at a different angle and casting a, you know, a little stripe across the wall. If you look at it closely, it's obvious that's what it is, and not a rendering glitch. So there were a number of things that convinced me that the Reisman video was real. It's not CGI. Therefore, you know, a lot of the other videos are probably real. And some of the proofs that he offered, you know, Brian, I asked you a long time ago to send me the links to, you know, what was the slam dunk video or video or two that convinced you finally that the collapses were fake. And you sent me a bunch of links, all of which I'd seen many times before. And, you know, personally, none of them was the slam dunk. Like, when you see the Hazarkani video, that was a slam dunk to me when I realized, yeah, there's no crash physics there.
Well, I thought we really kind of butted heads on the fact, like, I look at something like the Steel Spire video with that turning to dust as sort
exactly.
of a fake collapse footage, and you were on the bandwagon. You can correct me if I was mistaken that you were into the Judy Wood theory. And I wasn't into that at all, and I think that's where we disagreed, and it kind of was
exactly.
You know what I mean? That was kind of our issue right there. And,
exactly, and
that's
fine why
that we disagree, but I still don't buy into her theory either, and there's a few reasons.
Well, you know, I don't want to push that, but I think that what makes sense to me is that that's what Simon is gatekeeping. Because otherwise, what, you know, you've called him a gatekeeper. What's he keeping? What's he preventing us from finding out?
Well, I said it was like a clever way of gatekeeping, in the sense that once you get close to it and they try and keep it in house, that was their style, and discourage right. you away from the media fakery and away from their forum. That was the way I was. That's what I meant by he was gatekeeping. Could he be?
But isn't that the antithesis of what they want? Don't they want to spread the media fakery story far and wide?
But here's what my opinion is. if they don't set up a site, if somebody doesn't set up a site for media fakery, and it was a media fakery, and let's just say it was a media fakery job, and they would set up a site so people that found out it was media fakery would find a home on that site. But then once you finally get to that site, they treat you like shit and they discourage you away from the information. And then like Justin, for example, Justin, tell him how much you got discouraged by 9/11 as a whole because of things like that.
Oh, totally. Totally. Like I said, it's the whole thing is really has turned me off. I didn't sign up to, you know, I was going to sign up for Clues, you know, right after we had the falling out at LRF, and I was going to sign up before something happened. It didn't go through. It didn't get accepted like a year or so ago. Then I was going to try a few months ago. And then, you know, I was right in the middle of doing it, and Brian had let me know that, you know, so look at this, they're, you know, attacking me already. And so I said, you know, I really want no, you know, nothing to do with that place. But, you know, that's pretty much where I've been on it. You know, but and that's my opinion as well, though. It's pretty much been that you know, the only, you know, like I said, to me it looks like a Hollywood, you know, a Hollywood thing as far as the, you know, when you have this Teal Spire and everything else. But, you know, that's my opinion. That's, I know, Brian's as well. But
now, Shane, did you?
Okay, well, hold on
one second, John. Shane, has your question been answered satisfactory to you, or are you still a bit, you want a bit more on this?
I don't know. I don't understand how, like, they would let anybody in that vicinity with video and, like, or let them film it from any side. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it would seem like they would, you know, be guarding that area, making sure nobody would have any chance to do something like that.
And I agree with that. That's why this is all so god. It's getting so god.
Sorry, could you repeat that, Brian? Because Shane's audio is really bad. Shane, I couldn't understand.
Shane said he doesn't understand how they would let anybody in that area to take any real video, which is a good point because I don't think they let anybody near the vicinity to take real video. What is your why do you think that would be, John? That somebody would be able to get in there and take that video. That's what Shane wants to know.
Well, you know, I don't know what exactly happened there. I mean, you know, September Clues wants us to believe that the whole of southern Manhattan was closed off from when? I don't know. Not from, if it was closed off before the first explosion or whatever, people would be talking about that, wouldn't they? So presumably they how did they evacuate all of Lower Manhattan? I don't know if they did.
There's a lot of ways they could. I mean, they, like that gas leak, or you know, they could have fire. Obviously, once the first plane supposedly hits, they can start evacuating people.
They can start evacuating,
I don't know what they would have used.
You know, there's probably a million people in that area. South of 14th Street or wherever they had it closed off from.
But I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
Anyway, I don't think that's the point. The point is that, Simon's claiming that the video is fake. Well, I think that, you know, you've got to prove each piece of video fake. Not that, okay, the planes were faked, so therefore everything was fake video. I think each video has to be proved on its own. I also posted
that's a good point. You're right about that. Each video does have to be proven on its own. But I'm not ready to write off all the videos because I've seen a ton of videos that I know are fake. I mean,
you know, the question too is how fake. If you read the Yank 451 open letter to Simon and Hoy, it covers this stuff.
Yeah, I've read it, but I really have a lot of skepticism about Yank 451 as well. So it's like it's like reading a letter between two similar types of people to me, honestly.
Well, I don't know, but you know, I read that letter and I went, that's right on. I agree, like every word of it, and because basically what he was saying was, you know, you also have to show what degree of fakery there was. In other words, okay, if you see a shot of the rubble with the firemen, you know, that they claim was fake, well, maybe it is fake in the sense that it's a composite, you know, a Photoshop composite, but the rubble picture could be real and the fireman picture could be real. If somebody just photoshopped the fireman into that rubble picture. So that is fake, but that's a different level of fakery than a total CGI computer generated image. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And but I think we stand on, you know, I stand more towards the fakery, you stand more towards the Judy Woods or whatever, but I think it's fine that we disagree on that. I think we definitely agree that I'll admit to you that I need to go back and go seriously look at anything I have posted from Clues.
Well, again, look at what they're doing to you, Brian.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, and that's why I need to go back into every piece of evidence I have from them. I need to go back and look at, but I'm not just going to automatically dismiss everything right off the bat, because it could be a mixture of truth and lies over there, which is what
that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what it is, because, you know, they're right about, let's say, the planes, but that's a lot more verifiable because there's no crash physics visible.
Well, there's other videos too besides the planes, like videos of New York and stuff that look totally fake. What's your opinion on that?
You know, some of them might be, I don't know. But some of the things like the walking bridge, for example, although I can't directly debunk that, I think I sent you some links to a couple of, photographic pages that showed what, you know, different lenses and stuff can do.
Yeah, the Veronazzo bridge there.
So the more that I look into this, the more I see that a lot of the things that September Clues say is evidence of fakery is just normal shit. You know, they might look a little weird for one reason or another, but they're not evidence of fakery.
And what I was also saying by them being, you know, probably the last level of gatekeeping is they could have, and this is, do you think this could be a possibility, John? I mean, they could have a fair percentage of fakery up there, but they could also have a fair percentage of stuff up there that isn't really fakery, and then that can be used to discredit themselves if ever comes the point that they need to discredit the whole media fakery thing at once. Then that evidence will come more to light. Like, does that make sense?
No, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Like, they would purposely put some evidence in there that they know is wrong, so if it ever comes the time that too many people are onto the media fakery, then those links to the evidence that they had bad evidence on their site.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me, Brian, because then why would they be pushing media fakery in the first place?
To attract people like ourselves that are finding out, or at least think that there was media fakery. To attract us in the beginning.
Well, maybe that's a possibility.
It's tricky stuff, you know what I mean?
I'll have to think about that. But here's another point. They're always talking about how ridiculous and incompetent the CGI guys were, and how bad the software is and all that. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe just out of logic, and I don't have any proof or evidence, but just out of logic, I believe that the military-industrial complex has advanced technology that we don't know about. Would you agree?
Of course they do. But you know, I find the direct energy weapons. I totally agree that they exist. I totally agree that they're probably in use. I just don't see them needed to drop these buildings that were, you know, that had pretty much stripped bare and everything else. That's pretty much my opinion on it. You know.
Okay, but here's why I think the top down demolition makes sense in that case. because the buildings are so tall, I tried to find out what's the tallest building that's ever been demolished, and I didn't really find anything, you know, I can't remember, nothing that compared anyway. So these are really tall buildings. They can't afford, if they demolish them from the bottom like they do, like a regular demolition, they can't afford a mistake. We've all seen the demolitions that have gone wrong.
Yeah.
And a mistake from a bottom demolition would be disastrous, right? Because the buildings are so tall. So whatever they use, whether it was directed energy weapons or thermite or conventional explosives, whatever, I think that the top-down demolition makes total sense.
But that's just speculation, though. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying that's speculation. How do we know they couldn't demolish it the regular way?
Well, just about everything we're talking about is speculation, because none of us were there.
And it's good that we can you know, agree to disagree on some things, and you know, both bring our points out. But I just don't think that just because the buildings were tall, they needed to use a directed energy weapon.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that because they were tall, a top-down demolition makes sense. Whatever, you know, I'm not saying
that. It's never been done before, has it? Has it ever been done before?
Well, there's something called, I forget the name of it, where they take out a whole floor in the middle of a building and let the weight of the top half collapse the bottom half. There's a name for it. It's a, you know, certain different kind of demolition. That I've seen, but I don't think they would do it on buildings that tall. They can't risk it. You know, everything's so close together. If those buildings, if even one of them had fallen over sideways, you know, from the bottom, the whole 1,000 whatever it is feet of building falling over sideways, imagine the destruction, the extra destruction that they didn't want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right. I mean, that's why I tried to find some other example of, you know, what's the tallest building that's ever been demolished, and I don't think I was able to find anything, you know, over like 50 stories, roughly like building 7 size. So I haven't seen any building, you know, close to the size of the World Trade Center, which, let's face it, there's not many of them in the world. So I don't know that any building that tall has ever been demolished.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll leave it at this, John. I'll say this. I still believe it was mostly media fakery. I don't know what percentage. I think maybe a pretty high percentage. I would have to say, but I will admit that you've definitely got me thinking. And then everything that's happened to me over there, obviously, and the attacks on me. I just because of that alone, I need to go back and really take a long, hard look at everything that they have, and. I'd like to take a look at some more of your bunks, the bunks tonight for sure. And if you could throw some more in the chat or whatever, that'd be great. But we're gonna take a break now and come back. And I want to thank you for calling in. John, did you get that?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break and. We're gonna come back, but when we get, I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think you make some great points, and I think that's great that even though we're on two totally different theories of what happened on the day, I mean you've definitely got.
Well, I don't think we are. It's like you said, it's a matter of degree. There definitely was media fakery. I think what we're trying to get closer to here is to what degree.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm, my main point is that if the Reisman video is real, then that kind of blows the you know, the door open to a lot of the other videos being real as well.
And their behavior over there blows the door open for me to question.
And that too, you know, their behavior with you and you know, the way Simon never got back to me after I showed him the street view of the tree, no tree. And, you know, if he was genuine and honest, I think he would say, oh, you're right. That's, you know, we should print a retraction of that evidence because it's not evidence.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, when you first showed me tried to show me the Reisman stuff. I didn't agree with you on this piece of evidence, but I on at least on this piece, I'm definitely leaning more towards what you're saying because I never even saw that middle boulevard with the trees on it. So,
Brian, to my credit, wasn't I always iffy on that using that piece? Yes, you were.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So was Real Deal.
Yeah.
He posted, now I don't know what happened to him, all his posts got deleted, but he posted something about that tree, no tree, saying that, you know, we have, that's, it's kind of weak and we got so much other evidence that we don't need that. So I suspect that he probably knew it wasn't real evidence either.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sean, I mean, after everything that's gone down over the last couple days, and I got to give you credit, John, because you've been persistently contacting me, trying to get me to look at things. And I'm sorry I wasn't always on top of it. I did have, like, you know, a really bad car accident a month ago, and I've been kind of off the air a little bit and stuff. But you're doing some great work that really does need to be looked at, and I want to thank you. And if you can, put some more links in here. Any links you want, dude, for real. I mean,
I don't have a lot. I've kind of, you know, I've taken a break from this for the last month or so. But I did post one, a few posts back on the chat.
Yeah, I see it. The Alfie Shadow.
Alfie Shadow. This is just another, you know, what I would consider really shoddy work on September Clue's part, if they're calling this evidence of anything. And if you take your break and we can you know, briefly walk through this one. It's pretty simple.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and then before I take a break, though, you know, we do have another caller on the line. Shane, is there any, before we take this break, is there anything you want to get in?
Maybe later. I mean, how much longer are you guys gonna be on?
What's that?
How much longer are you guys going to be on for?
I'd say probably no longer than another hour.
Okay. I guess whatever you guys had planned, like, I guess I'll call in again if I want to say something.
Okay, but did whatever you were questioning get answered to your satisfaction, or are you still?
I'm still a little skeptical of something. If somebody was allowed to film something that day that close to the World Trade Center.
And Shane, I agree with you. I agree with you on that point. Yeah, I agree with you on that point. So, but do you agree that we do need to take a longer, harder look at some of the evidence now?
I mean, that one piece of evidence, like John posted in the chat about the tree thing, like, I can see where he's coming from.
Okay, and that's good. And that's good. And that's good that John got his point across, and we're gonna take a longer, harder look at it. And me personally, I'm gonna take a longer, harder look at a lot of shit. You know, I really am. All right, well, we're gonna take a break. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook, and we will be back in about 3 minutes. Everybody, stick with us. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook. John, what we're going to do now is Justin's got some other stuff we were going to get into, but we do want to get through your last link here that you posted. But let's just blast through this one, and then we're going to get onto some other stuff. But I definitely want to thank you for calling in. It's been a great call, actually. Why don't we just blast through this last one? You said
okay. This one's really quick. It's so simple. It's just laughable that September Clues would even offer this one. So if you look at the two shots in the green border, and you see the blue arrows.
Hang on 1 second. I'm still bringing up the link. Where is it again? Hold on. Okay, the Alfie Shadow one. Okay, I'm on the page. Can you let me just repost the link before we go ahead, just because it's a little bit up on the chat, just so everybody knows where we're at. Guys,
okay.
It's It's this link right here. Is that the ring? Oh yeah, hold on one second. Just so everybody can be on the same page with us. Here's the yep. link that he's talking about right now, guys. Alfie Simon Shadow one right here. And then we're gonna blast through this one and then move on to what Justin wanted to get to. But go ahead, John, explain.
All right, so on the left side in the green frame, you see the two shots with the blue arrows, right?
Yep, I do. I'm sorry. My mic went out for a second. Yeah, I see.
Okay, so that's from September Clues, and the top frame is credited to Ben Reisman, and the bottom one to Alfie Alvarado.
Yep.
And you see that the blue arrow is pointing at a what looks like to be some anomaly in the storefront.
Well, it looks more like just the window ledge to me, next to the Nikon sign.
Yeah, but there's like a shadow
a weird
or something.
Lighting, a weird lighting issue on the bottom one. I see
on
that.
The bottom one, right?
Yeah.
And then so on the right, this is also from September Clues. Same thing, you know, just some different shots showing the same thing, right?
Yep.
So showing this weird shadow with the question mark in the purple frame.
And where's the bottom left with the arrow coming from? Is that from Clues also, but without the shadow?
Yeah, all these four are all from Clues.
Okay.
Okay, so they're pointing to that shadow as being some, you know, CGI glitch. Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. That's definitely not strong evidence to me. I mean,
well, not only is it not strong, they didn't debunk it. If you scroll down to my Google Street View, you can see that storefront that it's a reflective. It's like black glass or something, right?
I'm just looking for it on the Street View. Hang on. Okay.
If you scroll down, to the very bottom.
Yep.
There's a blurry frame from the Ben Reisman video where that instead of looking dark, it's like it's all light looking.
Oh, it's
looking,
like reflective. You can see the I see what you're
You can
saying.
See the building across the street in it.
It's
right?
Like it's probably a glossy finish on the building. That's like
exactly
reflective.
that's what it is. And so again, this is like if they're so thorough and accurate and blah blah, how could they not? You know, catch something like this. I think they posted something like this knowing that it was bullshit. And just as an aside, when I first was looking at the Reisman video and stuff, I thought these buildings were like one story tall or two stories tall, right? That's what the lens makes it look like. But if you look at the just below the first Google Street View that I have,
yep.
You can see how high above people's heads that thing is, where the reflection is, right?
Yeah, it's at least 20 feet.
It's like those buildings are tall. And so if you go back to the bottom green frame at the top, the Alfie Alvarado one, the weird shadow, what I think that is the corner of the... what building is that? The tall black reflective building.
Yeah, that definitely could be a possibility because I agree. That looks like a glossy finish on the
yeah.
storefront there that would reflect another building. I definitely agree with that. I would definitely not use this as evidence of CGI. I mean,
no, so they're you know.
I never saw this on their site though. You know, this is definitely up there.
What's that?
This
yeah,
is
these are
on
these
their
are
site.
Taken.
I haven't
these
seen
are,
this one.
These are
it.
Taken from September Clues from the forum. Absolutely. Go to the forum and search for Reisman, Ben Reisman, and you'll find it.
All right. This is a good one right here, actually. I really do appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
All right. Well, I'll let you go and get on with the rest of the show and, we can discuss this in private anytime you want.
Yeah, well, you can
and
call
at
back
more
in
length.
Anytime. You can call back in anytime, John. We appreciate it, and you really did bring up some good points. You really got me thinking about some evidence that I thought was pretty solid, and to Justin's credit, he never thought that was solid evidence.
But what it does is there's basically now no solid evidence that the Reisman video is fake. So I think that's the very least conclusion that you can make out of this, that
and
they haven't
that,
proved it fake.
With that point, that goes to show you that not everything up there is right just because some things are right, and you have to examine every single piece of evidence for itself.
That's right, but also, the, you know, taking it a step further, if the Reisman video is real, it shows the collapse. So it leads to the collapse videos being, if not real, being mostly real.
Well, that's mostly statistics, real. Though, too. It could be something added to the picture in the background, couldn't it?
Well, I think you have to watch the whole Reisman video at Vimeo yourself and you know, decide yourself.
Okay.
Anyway,
great.
I'll let you go.
Great call.
And we'll
all
talk
right, John.
Later. Thanks a lot.
John, you going to be up late tonight or no?
Yeah, I'm usually up till like 4 a.m.
All right, I'll try and get back in touch with you tonight after I get off the air and stuff.
All right, well, just shoot me an email if you want, and I can call you because I got a long-distance plan, so it doesn't cost anything.
All right, cool, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right,
talk to you later.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, that was John B. We definitely, starting a few months ago, didn't see eye to eye at all, really. He likes the, you know, he's a Judy Woods, supporter or whatever. He's into that theory, and we're not into that at all, but he definitely made some good points here tonight. Justin, what do you think? And before we switch gears, he did make some good points, right? Justin? Did I lose Justin's mic? Justin, are you there?
I was muted.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
You wanted to switch. What did you think about what John had to say tonight?
Yeah,
I mean, even though we come from two totally different sides, he made some good points.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I thought a lot of these pictures like that, as far as like, you know, the tree shot and that. So I definitely never thought that was strong evidence. But my opinion is where we differ, where you and I differ from him is that we're jumping to conclusions of just because it's a big building that it needs to be taken down via, you know, direct energy weapon. Where I still don't, I still think that, you know, the collapses that were shown were, you know, why would they have to show us all these different views of it if it was, you know, if it was legit? That's, you know, pretty much where I'm at. You know, I don't see the the point of it if there's any fake video. What, you know, why, you know what I'm saying, why show some fake video and some real? You know, that doesn't make any sense as far as, you know, when the collapses happen and whatnot. I don't know. I don't see a building looking like that when it comes down to collapse.
No, I don't agree with his collapse point either. I think we can argue over whether what we were shown on TV was the real collapse or not, but I still tend to think they just brought the building down the way they normally bring down a building. It just has
yes.
to be bigger buildings.
Yeah, and in my opinion, they may, you know, if anything, they would have put it out. If anything, that thing makes it looks dramatic. You know, why would they want it to look so dramatic? You know, and that's the whole thing of why I think it was video fakery, to, you know, just to, you know, to give it this Hollywood flair and make you think of all these, you know, all the suffering and whatnot. So, you know, that's the whole thing to me. Just like the guys jumping, 100 feet away out from the building or whatever. You know, that. To me, it's just there's too much other stuff to make me think that most of it wasn't fake. But, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I just think that, you know, as far as that goes, we have I think 7 might have been legit. And I think that might have been because people, it was 5 o'clock. It was almost like a photo op where, you know, they had everybody gathering around, but far enough away to where nobody would get hurt. But they could still see something and bring something home with them that day of, you know, of actually being part of it. And then, you know what I'm saying? Type thing. And then, of course, that whole thing sparked the truth movement, you know, which we know was mostly a big psyop to begin with. So, you know, I think one and two were just regular, you know, controlled demolitions or whatever. And we were still, you know, shown some, shown a Hollywood version of it, pretty much, is my opinion.
I totally agree with that. And do you agree with what I was saying to John that, you know, it's probably, you know, mostly media fakery? And yeah, I mean, some of this evidence is wrong, obviously, and we do need to take a longer, harder look at every piece of evidence. But I'm not, you know, I don't agree with him about the way the buildings were taken down. I think the buildings were taken down exactly like you just said.
Yeah.
I think they were taken down conventionally. I just don't think we saw it on TV. I think that's how we saw such a fast, quote-unquote, free-fall collapse, as they like to say. That's how the steel spire turned to dust and all
right.
this other and
right.
all this other shit. It's because it was fake video. And I know that some of the jumpers were fake video. We have many Photoshop jumpers, which we've looked into. There was a long while we were really looking into the jumpers, and they're definitely fake. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about that. But
well, that was one of the earliest things I dealt with, and that was before I even realized any of this other stuff. You know, I was just looking at the planes and the jumpers, and then I saw this other stuff, you know, as being phony. So, I mean,
yeah.